Today, we're taking a deep dive into spiritual awakening.
Ah, yes.
We'll be drawing insights from a two-part article from the Spiritual Seek.
Okay.
It's called Spiritual Awakening, Everything You Need to Know About.
Right.
It seems like a lot of people are really looking for deeper meaning in their lives these days.
They are.
And this idea of spiritual awakening has become quite a popular topic.
Yes. And these articles provide a really good framework for understanding what this whole process is about.
Yeah, they do.
You know, spiritual awakening is presented as this kind of unfolding, a realization of a greater reality, like beyond what we typically perceive in our everyday lives.
Right.
And it's about, you know, shedding those illusions, mm-hmm. the things that limit us, and connecting with a more, I guess you could say, profound truth
okay.
that resides within.
I like how the article uses the analogy of a homecoming mm-hmm. to describe this process.
Yes.
What do you think that signifies?
Well, I think the idea of homecoming really speaks to the idea that this awakening is not about, you know, reaching something outside of ourselves or something new,
right.
but rather it's about remembering
mm-hmm.
something that we've always known deep down inside.
Yeah.
It's a return to our true nature.
Okay.
To a state of wholeness and connection.
That's a really powerful image. Now, the article goes on to talk about various triggers that can set
yeah.
this journey of awakening in motion.
Yes, it does.
What did you think about that section?
Well, what I find fascinating is the diversity of those triggers.
Right.
You know, they can be very external events,
mm-hmm.
like going through a near-death experience.
Okay.
Or witnessing profound beauty in nature.
Yeah, that makes sense.
These kind of experiences really disrupt our usual way of seeing things.
Right.
And they can prompt us to question our assumptions about reality,
mm-hmm.
you know, and seek a deeper meaning.
The articles also mentioned internal processes.
Absolutely.
Like introspection or dream work as catalysts.
Yes. Practices like those really encourage us to look inward.
Right.
And cultivate that self-awareness, which can lead to those deep insights
right.
and shifts in perspective. It's about connecting with our subconscious.
Okay.
And unearthing that wisdom that lies within.
And we can't forget the role of external influences too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Such as encountering art. Or wise teachings.
Yes.
Or individuals who seem to be further along on their own spiritual paths.
Yeah. Those encounters can be incredibly impactful.
Yeah.
I mean, they can offer new perspectives.
Right.
Challenge our existing beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And open us up to possibilities that maybe we hadn't considered before.
It seems like the common thread is, you know, regardless of the specific trigger.
Yeah.
It's a disruption of our ordinary state of consciousness.
Right.
And that prompts us to question things and seek a deeper understanding.
You got it. It's almost like something shakes us awake
mm-hmm.
from a slumber.
Yeah.
And prompts us to look beyond the surface.
Okay.
And, you know, really explore the depths of our being.
The articles then delve into the internal shifts that can accompany spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
One of the key elements that they point to is this questioning of long-held beliefs and values.
Yes. And, you know, this process of questioning is so essential for growth. It's
yeah.
about taking those beliefs.
Right.
You know, the ones we've inherited from our families, cultures, societies,
mm-hmm.
and figuring out if they still serve us.
Yeah.
And this can be a tough process.
Right.
But it's ultimately liberating.
I see.
As we shed those beliefs that no longer resonate mm. with our true selves.
They use this phrase, deconstruction of beliefs, to describe this process.
Yes.
It's almost like, you know, taking apart the building blocks of our worldview
yeah.
and examining each one
right.
to see if it still holds true for us.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that many of our beliefs,
mm.
they're just stories we've been told.
Right.
Not necessarily absolute truths.
Okay.
And by questioning those stories,
we open ourselves up to new possibilities.
Right.
And a more expansive view of reality.
This deconstruction of beliefs seems to go hand in hand with developing a deeper connection, right?
Absolutely.
As we let go of those limiting beliefs,
yeah.
we become more open to experiencing this interconnection of all things.
All right.
And we begin to see that we're not just these isolated individuals,
mm-hmm.
but part of something much larger.
We are part of this vast web of life.
Mm.
And this realization can foster such a deep sense of belonging
yeah.
and unity.
Mm.
And it leads to, I think, you know, more empathy and compassion for others.
The article suggests that this sense of interconnectedness can even culminate in a really profound experience of love and unity.
It can.
What do you think that might entail?
This experience is often described, you know, as a merging with something much greater than ourselves.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, perceived as some kind of divine presence, universal consciousness, or even simply the interconnectedness of all beings.
It's this transcendent state where the boundaries of the separate self dissolve and you just feel this deep connection, love and peace.
This deeper connection seems to naturally lead to a shift in values, don't you think?
I do, yeah.
Where inner growth and authentic connection become much more important.
It does. The focus kind of shifts away from, you know, seeking happiness from external circumstances.
Right.
And moves toward cultivating inner peace.
Yeah.
And fulfillment.
Yeah.
It's about prioritizing being over having, finding contentment from within.
Right.
Rather than chasing that external validation.
Yeah. I think that's really important. And this kind of internal transformation often manifests in, you know, a desire to help others.
It does.
To make a positive impact on the world.
It's like this awakening sparks this sense of purpose, this desire to align our actions with our newfound values.
Okay.
You know, we might feel drawn to engage in acts of service, pursue creative endeavors that express our authentic selves.
Right.
Or simply live with greater intention and awareness in our everyday lives.
Now, the articles paint a pretty positive picture of spiritual awakening.
They do.
But they also don't shy away from the challenges that can arise, right?
No, they don't.
One of the most intriguing concepts is what they call the dark night of the soul.
Yes.
What did you think about that?
Well, that term refers to a period of really intense inner turmoil that some individuals experience during their spiritual journey.
Right.
You know, it can be a time of confronting our shadow selves.
Okay.
Facing those deepest fears and insecurities and grappling with these huge existential questions.
Right.
You know, the ones that challenge our sense of identity.
Yeah. It sounds like a period of profound introspection and emotional upheaval.
It can be. Yeah.
Individuals might experience all sorts of intense emotions.
They might. Yeah. Things like fear, anxiety, depression, grief.
Right.
As they work through old wounds and limiting beliefs. Yeah.
There can also be a sense of meaninglessness.
Okay.
And a loss of purpose as those old structures and beliefs that once provided a sense of security crumble away.
The articles mention that in some cases, this intensity can lead to what they call a spiritual emergency.
Right. And that term describes a period of really profound distress.
Okay.
That might actually resemble a mental health crisis.
Right.
You know, which would require professional support.
Yeah. And I think it's really crucial to remember that, you know, spiritual awakening can be incredibly transformative.
It can.
But it's not always an easy path.
No, it's not. And it's important, I think, to approach this journey with a sense of excitement.
Okay.
But also with a bit of caution.
Right.
You know, recognizing that it might involve confronting difficult emotions and challenging experiences.
The articles also highlight the challenges of, you know, this heightened sensitivity.
Yes.
That can come with spiritual awakening.
It can. As individuals become more attuned to subtle energies,
they may find themselves, you know, more sensitive to the emotions of others.
Right.
Which can be a gift, allowing for greater empathy and compassion. But it can also be really overwhelming.
Right.
Especially, you know, in environments with a lot of energetic activity.
So learning to manage that sensitivity, learning to set those energetic boundaries becomes crucial.
Absolutely.
For navigating everyday life.
It's about finding ways to protect our energy field.
Right.
You know, being able to discern between our own emotions and those of others.
Yeah.
And creating a sense of inner balance.
Okay.
Amidst the chaos of the external world.
The articles also point out the challenges of integrating spiritual insights into our daily routines.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to have these profound experiences during meditation or other spiritual practices.
It is.
But it's another thing entirely to embody those insights in the midst of work and family and social obligations.
It is. And that's where the real work of spiritual awakening takes place. It's about, you know, bringing those insights
right
into our daily lives, into our relationships, our interactions with the world.
Okay.
It's about living with intention and awareness, making choices that are aligned with our values, and responding to challenges from a place of wisdom and compassion.
And of course, there's the potential for misunderstanding and resistance from people who don't share our perspective.
There is.
Right, especially when it comes to spiritual matters.
Yeah, sharing our spiritual experiences can be tricky.
It can.
Especially if, you know, the other person just doesn't resonate with them or understand those experiences.
So navigating those social dynamics and
Yeah.
finding ways to communicate effectively becomes important.
Absolutely.
It's about, finding that
Yeah,
balance
it is.
between honoring our own truth
Yeah.
and respecting the perspectives of others.
Right. Recognizing that everyone is on their own unique journey.
Despite these challenges, the articles emphasize that spiritual awakening is an ongoing evolution.
It is.
It's a journey that doesn't have a fixed destination.
No, it doesn't. It's not about reaching this, you know, final state of
All
enlightenment,
right.
but rather it's a continuous process of unfolding, shedding those layers of illusion
Right.
and expanding our
They
consciousness.
use the analogy of peeling an onion,
I
right?
do, yeah.
Revealing these deeper levels of
Yes.
truth
Right.
and authenticity with each layer that's removed.
Yeah, so the journey itself is the destination.
That's a good way to put it.
There's a continuous process of growth and discovery.
As this evolution unfolds, there's a tendency to redefine spirituality itself,
Yes.
right? Moving away from those rigid dogmas.
Right. The emphasis kind of shifts away from following those external rules and doctrines
Right.
to cultivating a more direct connection with the divine,
Right.
however one chooses to define it. And intuition and inner guidance become way more prominent,
Yeah.
you know, as individuals learn to trust their own inner compass.
The articles emphasize the importance of finding the sacred within,
Yes.
recognizing the divine in all things.
Yeah, this involves seeing that interconnectedness of all creation, appreciating the beauty and the wonder of the universe
Okay.
in a completely new light. You know, it's not just about personal transformation.
Right.
It's also about shifting our whole perspective on the world
Yeah.
and how we interact with it.
And that naturally leads to, I think, a desire to contribute to the world,
It does. Yeah.
whether it's through acts of service or creative endeavors, or just simply by living in alignment with our values.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that our own personal transformation,
Right.
you know, can ripple outwards,
Yeah.
inspiring others and
Yeah.
contributing to a more conscious and compassionate world.
The articles conclude by framing spiritual awakening as this homecoming. Right, this
Yes.
return to our true selves.
Yeah, it's about remembering who we are beneath those layers of ego and conditioning, recognizing our inherent wholeness and connection to the divine.
Okay.
And it involves, you know, transcending those limitations of the ego,
Right.
integrating all aspects of ourselves, and experiencing this oneness of all creation.
It's a really profound shift in consciousness, isn't it?
It is,
It
yeah.
can lead to a sense of deep peace,
It can.
fulfillment. And a desire to just live authentically in the world.
Absolutely. And while the path of spiritual awakening, you know, can be challenging at times, it ultimately leads to a very profound transformation of self
Yeah.
and a deeper understanding of our place in the universe.
Okay.
It's a journey that invites us to shed illusions,
Right.
embrace our true nature, and live a life that's filled with purpose and meaning. This idea of homecoming, you know, this return to our true selves is really central to these
It
articles.
is, yeah.
It's not about a physical place,
Right.
but more like a shift in consciousness,
Yeah.
a recognition of who we are beyond the masks we wear and the roles we play.
Yeah. The articles talk about transcending the ego as part of this homecoming. What do you think that means in the context of spiritual awakening?
Well, the ego in many spiritual traditions is seen as a construct.
Okay.
You know, a collection of beliefs and identities that create a sense of separation between ourselves and others,
Right.
between ourselves and the universe.
Okay.
It's often driven by, you know, fear, the need for control,
Right.
the desire for external validation.
So transcending the ego isn't about eliminating it entirely, right?
Yeah, not really.
It's more about understanding its limitations and not letting it dictate our perceptions and actions.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that stem from the ego.
Okay.
And choosing to act from a place of greater awareness, compassion, and connection.
This process of ego transcendence seems closely tied to integrating all aspects of ourselves, something else the articles emphasize.
Yes, definitely. It's about embracing all parts of ourselves, the
Yeah.
light and the shadow, you
Yeah.
know, the strengths and the weaknesses.
Yeah.
It's about acknowledging and accepting that full spectrum of human experience
Right.
within ourselves without judgment
Yeah.
or denial.
This integration can lead to a deeper sense of self-acceptance and wholeness.
It can.
It's like acknowledging that we are all complex beings with positive and negative qualities,
mm-hmm.
and that that's okay.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that our perceived flaws and imperfections
mm-hmm.
are part of what makes us unique and whole.
Right.
And, you know, this acceptance allows for greater inner peace.
Yeah.
And it frees us from needing to constantly seek that external validation.
And this journey of self-discovery and integration ultimately leads to that experience of oneness that the articles describe.
Again,
that direct perception of the interconnectedness of all things.
Yes. And this experience is often described as, you know, like emerging with something larger than oneself.
Okay.
A dissolution of the boundaries between self and other.
Right.
It's a state of profound connection, unity,
mm-hmm.
where you feel this deep sense of belonging and unconditional love.
The article suggests that this experience of oneness isn't just a passive state.
Right.
It can be a real catalyst for action.
It can.
A motivation to express our authentic selves and contribute to the world.
It's like this realization of our interconnectedness
mm-hmm.
naturally leads to a desire to act in ways that benefit the whole.
Okay.
We may feel a greater sense of purpose, a calling to use our gifts and talents to make a positive difference.
The articles conclude by emphasizing that this homecoming,
yeah,
this return to our true selves,
mm.
is the culmination of the spiritual awakening process.
Yes. It's a profound transformation of consciousness that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
How we see ourselves.
Right.
The world around us, our right. place within it.
Yeah.
It's a shift from a limited, ego-driven perspective to a more expansive, heart-centered way of being.
It's a journey that invites us to let go of those illusions.
It does.
Embrace our wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
Live a life aligned with our true nature and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned earlier, it can be challenging at times, but the rewards are significant.
Yeah, the challenges are inherent to the process of growth and transformation.
Mm-hmm.
They offer opportunities to learn, to heal, to evolve. And the rewards, well, a deeper understanding of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
a greater sense of peace and fulfillment, and a more meaningful and connected life.
Now, let's delve into some of the specific challenges the articles highlight.
Okay.
One of the most intriguing is this concept of the dark night of the soul.
Yes.
Which we touched upon earlier.
Right.
The articles describe it as this period of intense inner turmoil
mm-hmm.
that can accompany the spiritual awakening process.
It's a metaphor for the process of confronting our shadow selves.
Okay.
You know, facing those aspects of ourselves
right.
that we've repressed, denied, or tried to hide.
Mm-hmm.
This can involve facing difficult emotions.
Okay.
Past traumas mm-hmm. and limiting beliefs that have held us back from living authentically.
It sounds like a necessary, albeit difficult, part of the journey. Can you elaborate on the types of experiences someone might encounter during this dark night of the soul?
Well, it can manifest in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some individuals experience intense emotional swings, bouts of depression, anxiety,
right.
a sense of meaninglessness.
Okay.
Others may feel a loss of identity as their old beliefs and structures crumble away.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a time of feeling lost, confused, and desperate for answers.
The articles mention that, you know, in extreme cases, this intensity can lead to what's termed a spiritual emergency.
Right.
Which could require professional support.
It is crucial to recognize that.
Yeah.
You know, while the dark night of the soul is a common experience mm-hmm. on the spiritual
yeah.
path,
right.
it's really important to seek help if the intensity becomes too much.
Yeah. Or debilitating. You know, there are therapists and spiritual counselors who specialize in supporting individuals going through this.
So it's a delicate balance between acknowledging the challenges as part of the process and seeking support when needed.
Exactly. And remember, we don't have to go through this alone.
Right.
There are resources available to guide us and help us integrate the insights gained.
Beyond the dark night of the soul, the articles also highlight the challenges of that heightened sensitivity.
Yes.
That can accompany spiritual awakening.
As we become more attuned to subtle energies,
right.
we might find ourselves more sensitive to the emotions and energies of others.
Mm-hmm.
This can be a gift.
Yeah.
You know, allowing for empathy and compassion.
Right.
But it can also be overwhelming if we don't manage it well.
So learning to set healthy boundaries and protect our energy field becomes really crucial.
Absolutely. It's about discerning between our own emotions and those of others.
Yeah.
Creating a sense of energetic space. Developing practices that ground us and help maintain inner balance.
The articles also point out those challenges of integrating spiritual insights into our everyday lives.
Right.
It's one thing to have those profound experiences during meditation or spiritual retreats, but it's another thing entirely to maintain that awareness and connection in the midst of our routines and responsibilities.
This is where the real work is, you know, bringing the insights we've gained into our daily lives, our relationships, our interactions with the world. Mm-hmm. It's about living with intention, making choices that align with our values, responding to challenges with wisdom and compassion.
And this integration can be especially challenging when we encounter resistance from those who don't share our perspective.
Yes, definitely. Not everyone will understand or relate to our experiences. And that's okay. It's about finding ways to communicate authentically while respecting the perspectives of others. Finding that balance between honoring our own path and recognizing that everyone is on their own unique journey.
Despite the challenges, the articles emphasize that spiritual awakening is ultimately a journey of liberation and expansion.
It is.
Moving beyond those limitations of the ego and connecting with a greater sense of purpose.
It's a process of shedding old beliefs, releasing those limiting patterns, embracing a more expansive view of ourselves in the world.
Right.
It's about awakening to who we truly are, recognizing that interconnectedness, and living a life that reflects our authentic values and aspirations.
The articles use various metaphors, you know, homecoming and unfolding, a peeling away of layers. What resonates most with you in terms of capturing the essence of this journey?
The image of a journey.
Okay.
It speaks to me the most. It's a path of continuous exploration, discovery, and growth. Twists and turns, ups and downs, moments of profound insight, and periods of uncertainty. But through it all, there's a sense of movement, a forward momentum toward greater awareness, connection, fulfillment.
This journey metaphor really highlights the importance of embracing the process.
Yes.
With all of its challenges and rewards.
It does.
Rather than focusing solely on a specific destination or outcome.
Exactly. It's about being present for each step of the way, learning from our experiences, trusting that the path will unfold as it's meant to.
The articles also emphasize that spiritual awakening is an ongoing evolution.
It is.
A process that continues throughout our lives.
There's no end point, no final arrival.
Right.
It's a journey of continual unfolding, shedding layers, expanding our consciousness.
Right.
There's always more to learn, more to experience, more to integrate.
This ongoing nature of the journey can be both exciting and daunting.
It can.
It's exciting to know there's always more to discover, but it can also be overwhelming.
It can.
To think that there's no final destination.
The key is to embrace the process
with
a sense of curiosity and openness,
yeah.
recognizing that each stage offers its own unique lessons and opportunities.
Okay.
It's about cultivating a willingness to learn, to evolve, and to continue deepening our understanding of ourselves and the universe.
The articles also touched upon spiritual practices as tools that can support us on this journey. Can you elaborate on that?
Spiritual practices are tools that help us cultivate awareness.
Okay.
Connect with our inner wisdom, align with our true nature. They can include meditation, yoga, prayer, journaling, being in nature, creative pursuits that nourish the soul.
It seems like there's no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to practices.
No, definitely not.
The key is to find what works for us individually. And supports our own unique path.
Exactly. It's about experimenting.
Yeah.
Exploring different practices and discovering what helps us feel connected, grounded, and aligned with our aspirations. Mm.
The articles also emphasize finding the sacred in the everyday.
Yes.
Recognizing the divine in all things.
This is about cultivating a sense of reverence for life, appreciating the beauty and wonder of the present moment, and seeing the interconnectedness in all things. It's about bringing mindfulness and intention to our daily activities, no matter how mundane.
And this shift in perspective can transform even the most ordinary tasks into opportunities for growth.
It can.
And connection.
It's about finding the sacred in the simple things. Mm. A walk in nature.
Yeah.
A conversation. Mm-hmm. A moment of quiet reflection. It's recognizing that the divine is present in every aspect of our lives, if we're open to seeing it.
The articles conclude by emphasizing that spiritual awakening is ultimately this homecoming, this return to our true selves.
Yes.
It's a journey of remembering who we are beneath those layers.
It is.
Recognizing our innate wholeness and connection to the divine.
It's a process of shedding illusions, embracing our true nature.
Yeah.
Living a life filled with purpose and meaning.
Right.
It's a journey that invites us to awaken to the truth of our being.
Right.
Embrace our interconnectedness.
Yeah.
Express our unique gifts and talents in service to the world.
This deep dive has given us a lot to ponder.
It has. It's a multifaceted topic.
Yeah.
That invites us to explore the depths of our own being.
Right.
And our connection to the universe.
And while there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
These articles from the Spiritual Seek provide a valuable framework.
They do.
For understanding this transformative journey.
We encourage you to seek out those articles and continue your exploration.
Yeah, we do.
Perhaps you'll discover your own journey has already begun.
Right.
And these insights will serve as guideposts along the way.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
One thing that really stood out to me in these articles was this idea that spiritual awakening isn't just a one-time thing.
Right.
But it's this ongoing process.
Yeah.
They use this analogy of peeling an onion.
Mm-hmm. Where you're revealing deeper layers as you go.
It's a really good analogy because it emphasizes that there's always more to uncover, to integrate.
Right, exactly.
It challenges this idea of reaching a fixed end point.
It does.
It's like a final state of enlightenment.
Yeah, it suggests that the journey itself is the destination.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that process of unfolding and becoming that matters most.
The articles also highlight personalized spirituality.
Yes.
Moving away from rigid dogmas and focusing on direct experience and intuition.
There's this shift from following external rules or doctrines to cultivating a deeper connection with our inner wisdom.
Right.
Trusting our intuition and inner guidance.
Yeah.
It's about finding what resonates with us as individuals rather than adhering to some prescribed set of beliefs or practices.
And I think that connects with the idea that there are multiple paths to spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
The triggers can be so diverse, you know, from near-death experiences to just encountering beauty in nature. The variety of triggers speaks to how universal this process is.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests that awakening is available to everyone,
right,
no matter their background or beliefs or experiences.
Right.
It's about recognizing that the potential for transformation exists within us all.
The articles also touch on finding the sacred within the everyday,
yes,
seeing the divine in all things.
It's about shifting our perspective
to
recognize that interconnectedness of all things.
Yeah.
Appreciating the beauty and wonder of the present moment.
Okay.
Bringing a sense of reverence to our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding that spirituality isn't just for specific practices or settings,
right,
but can be integrated into every aspect of our lives.
It's about being aware and intentional.
Yes.
In everything we do.
Exactly.
From the way we interact with others
mm-hmm.
to even the simplest tasks.
It's about living with a greater sense of presence and purpose.
Right.
And recognizing that every moment can hold spiritual significance.
Well, this deep dive into spiritual awakening has been really enriching.
It has.
It's given us a lot to think about.
It's such a multifaceted process.
It is.
With both challenges and profound rewards.
And I think these articles from the Spiritual Seek offer a really valuable framework.
They do.
For anyone who wants to understand this transformative journey better.
We encourage everyone listening to check out the full articles and continue exploring this fascinating topic.
Maybe you'll even find that your own journey of spiritual awakening has already begun.
And these insights can serve as guideposts along the way.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into spiritual awakening.